And Kathy Dawes now with a couple of gentlemen. We have with us KSU Music Distinguished Professor David Luttrell and also retired Vice President with Blue Lake, Bill McFarland. Blue Lake, of course, Fine Arts Camp. We're going to be explaining that a bit more, too, as we go along. But welcome, you two gentlemen. As you probably know, music is a passion of mine. I'm more the vocal side of things, although piano for a number of years, but stringed instruments, so important to the whole process. And I guess when we talk about the German Youth Symphony that's going to be visiting Manhattan, real quickly, maybe Bill, just kind of tell people what we're talking about here, and then we can get into more detail how it came to be, that kind of thing.
Sure, Kathy. Well, we're excited to welcome 63 musicians from Northern Germany. This is the Arnsberg Youth Symphony Orchestra, one of the leading youth symphonies from that country. And they will be on tour. They're in Memphis, they're with us, then they're in Chicago, and then in Michigan. And they're touring under the auspices of Blue Lake's International Exchange Program. We'll talk on a little bit about what is Blue Lake. But while they are here for 4 days, staying exclusively with host families, many of those families are students that are involved in the Manhattan High and Manhattan Junior High orchestra programs. And it's going to be a very interactive residency. We'll be doing initiatives where they get to interact with the American and the German students together. David can talk in a minute a little bit about kind of the side-by-side orchestra workshops we're doing. And it will all culminate with two concerts. On Sunday afternoon, which I believe is the 30th of July, at 2:30 C.L. Hoover Opera House in Junction City, we'll host a concert. And then on Monday evening, July 31, at McCain Auditorium, 7:30 p.m., they will present a second free performance.
Free performance.
Yes.
That's incredible.
In the air-conditioned McCain Auditorium.
We need to get that on our calendar, too. Yes. That's exciting stuff. Well, I know, David, this has to be quite an opportunity to work with some of these young people and share with us, you know, what your expectations are, some of the things that you'll be doing.
Certainly. The students who are going to perform or actually rehearse with the German Youth Orchestra are from the Gold Orchestra, from Manhattan High Orchestras, and also from the Junction City High School Orchestra. Mm-hmm. I've known many of these students for a long time, and I think this is a fabulous opportunity for them to interact with somebody from another country. Germany in this case. Many of the students have parents who are from other countries, many members of the MHS and Gold Orchestras, so this isn't too unusual for them, but I think it will be this wonderful opportunity to sit in a full orchestra and be able to play, interact, make new friends.
Well, and David, we might remind people what the Gold Orchestra is all about. I know you were the founder, and just kind of refresh our memory a little bit, if you could.
It's a youth string orchestra that I founded in 1989 with 10 members and ended up with, I think there are about 80 or 90 students who are involved now in both the Gold and Silver orchestras, two different levels of orchestras. I retired from that in November of 2015, and now it's taken over by Cody Toll and Kristen Weddle, who, by the way, are getting married tomorrow.
Yes, they are.
Busy time of year. Good grief. And in the midst of all of this,
yeah.
Wow.
But the Gold Orchestra played in Carnegie Hall two times and went to Nashville, Dallas, Colorado, Chicago twice, at a national conference, and so it has quite a wonderful history.
Bill, tell us how this all came to be. And, you know, I think sometimes people in Manhattan take things for granted, but the richness of the string education, you know, in our area, I mean, it's just really, really good. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, I would say that it stands tall nationally as one of the strongest community string programs. There are hundreds of students literally involved in string education in Manhattan's junior high and high school programs. And then that's augmented by the community-based Gold Orchestra. And not only are there a lot of students involved, but they're really performing at a high standard. And if you've been to one of those concerts, it's really amazing the passion that these young people have for string. For string music. And so that is something we should be proud of as a community. And being able to bring in a German youth symphony who come from a similar type of environment, because they're also community-based, I think it's going to be an explosion of kind of curiosity and interest and many friendships. So
things of this nature take some doing. And
true.
I imagine it took a little work to put this all together.
Well, it took a lot of work by a lot of people. The Blue Lake International Exchange Program actually has performance groups on tour in 50 European cities every summer. And we host in the United States about 13 European groups on tour in over 100 communities. So we know a thing or two, as the commercial says, about this business. And so although I'm now retired from that program and just on the board, for me it was a chance to bring that program into Manhattan. And the community responded with vigor. Presbyterian Church is involved in helping with host families as well as the high school students. David has stepped up and been tremendous, and as well as Kurt with the music department getting involved. I could go on and on. This is the fun part. The work's over. Now we get to build awareness for the concerts, welcome the students, and have fun.
You mentioned Blue Lake, and to be honest with you, I've been in town 16 years. Mm-hmm. I know a little bit about it,
sure.
But I don't know as much as I probably should, and I'm sure there's some listeners out there that would like to know more. But what is Blue Lake all about? Kind of explain that, too, if you could.
Absolutely. Well, Blue Lake is the largest summer school for the arts in the nation, actually in the world. There are about 6,000 kids that study music, theater, art, and dance on a 1,400-acre campus in a national forest. Sounds nice. The program, they're there for, on average, about 2 weeks at a time, all skill levels, and a number of students from Manhattan have gone not only to camp in the summer, but have also toured with our international programs. To learn more, simply log on to bluelake.org.
How did you, as a local guy, get involved with Blue Lake?
Well, I was a camper. I went to Blue Lake when I was 17. In fact, my cabin counselor, that was in 1974, was Michael Klaue, who's the German conductor of this orchestra. So our friendship goes back that far, over 40 years. And those are the kind of friendships that happen at Blue Lake. And then we've toured Europe and produced concerts together overseas throughout our careers. But I have been based here in Manhattan since 1984, but have always been involved with Blue Lake and then just became part of the administration in the last 15 years. It's a long story. But I'm glad to bring a little bit of Blue Lake to our community.
And, you know, David, this has to be quite an opportunity. And you know, there's something about music bringing people together. It's a lot more than just playing an instrument, let's face it.
Well, certainly, yes. I think the kids will be thrilled to be able to sit with these students from another land, and music does bring them together. I think the students don't realize that probably all these German students speak English very well.
Better than we do in some cases, that's right.
Right, but it will be just a fun time. They're going to have a side by side rehearsal. It's not rehearsing for anything. It's not for a concert. It's just to get together. And so Mr. Klaue and I will take turns conducting. We're going to play a piece from the English Folk Song Suite by Vaughan Williams, and also the theme from Mission Impossible. So that'd be a fun.
Yeah,
I just saw that movie, a little excerpt of it last night when I was flipping through channels. So, oh, how fun. Well, let's take a break. It's now 9:46, and again, we have with us Bill McFarland, David Luttrell. We're talking about a German youth symphony that will be visiting Manhattan, also taking a look at Blue Lake, what it's all about, and checking in with the two when it comes to string education and performances. And you're listening to In Focus. If you do have questions or comments, just want to chat with us, 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop.